Hello, this is track 4 of the Moving On programme, which we call FREDS, otherwise known as Fear, Resentment, Emotion, Dishonesty and Selfishness. It's a sheet which allows you, it's the MOH sheet, it allows you to report on all kinds of negative feelings. The main aim is to help you understand better what mood or state you spend most of your time in. And we will be moving towards how to change that, given that it may be too negative for you. So let's first of all talk about these feelings and why we particularly focus on them. Well, what we find is that when we boil things down to the gravy, they basically come down to one of these five ideas. Fear, resentment, dishonesty, selfishness. And we include the idea of emotion because there may be an undefined emotion that's just very difficult for you to explain, but you can certainly feel it. So, again, we look at the idea of minimizing and denying as strategies that you may have used to deal with these type of feelings. All day long, or certainly at important times, you may be saying to yourself, oh, I'm not really afraid, or that wasn't really too dishonest, I had to do it, or that wasn't really selfish because I look at what everyone else is doing, or I don't really resent them, I'm fine with that. There's all sorts of ways of minimizing or denying our feelings. But what this sheet is designed to do is to support you and help you in actually digging out those feelings, actually finding out how you're spending most of your time. One thing we know, and that is if we can get you into a more contented, a better emotional state, you will relate to people better and you'll get on with people better. So, how do we use this sheet? Well, the first thing we do, of course, is date it so that we can place it in a process through the week. You may use several of these sheets, or you may just use one. But what we do is we report to ourselves on levels of fear, resentment, strong emotion, or dishonesty, or selfishness. You may find that all of these things are things that you experience through the week. Now, I want you to go to a way of doing this that's sort of the opposite of minimizing. I want you to make something of it. I really want you to dig out some of these feelings, to really sort of chase them down. If you think that something just happened and it made you a little bit afraid, write it down. There's no need to think that if you're experiencing these things that somehow it's bad or you're getting worse. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means we need to know what's really happening. And then the second part of the sheet is helping you to process the feelings. So we're going to look at the four, which is selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear. Now, the strong emotion you simply report, and you may have a name for that. But let's look at processing selfishness. Now, you're seeing a lot of X, Ys and Zs here. Maybe a bit confusing, so we're going to just cover that now. The reason why we process this, by the way, or even the word processing, which you may be confused about, what it means is this. It means that we start to resolve our difficulties. And the process of resolving them is basically starts with owning them. Or what happens a lot of the time as part of minimizing or denying is that we say, yes, I was afraid, but only because they did this. Or if they hadn't have said that, I'd have been fine. Or I wouldn't resent them. If they'd only stopped doing this, I'd be fine. And so on. And what that does is it basically justifies the way we are. It puts the blame onto someone else. And we don't really process it that way. The first thing we have to do when we want to process something in a healthy way is we have to own it. So we know what ownership means, right? It means it's ours. It means that what we've done is say, I resent. Not, he did this to me, so therefore, it means I resent. So if we, let's start with selfishness and let's process selfishness. You see, it says, I did, and then there's a red X to get, and then there's a red Y, because I wanted people to think, and then there's a red Z. Now, what you do is on the other side of the page, you just write this down, but where the X, Y, and the Z come in, you put in your own reasons. So where it says, I did X, you put in, I did, and then put in the event, whatever you did, whether you said something or did something. And you did it to get something. So where it says Y, you say, I did such a thing to get such a thing. And it's very important that you understand what it is you were trying to achieve when you acted selfishly. And what you wanted people to think is Z. In other words, the impression that you want them to have. Often if we are feeling angry, for instance, we want people to think that we're calm. If we are afraid, we want them to think that we're brave, and so on. So we're trying to give impressions all the time. And it's important that we understand what it is we're trying to get people to think. Let's process dishonesty next. Dishonesty is very common in families who are struggling with different issues. And again, we've got the X, Y, and the Z, and you write down on the opposite side of the page, I was dishonest with, and then you put in the person's name, and the Y to get whatever it is you thought you were going to get, or maybe did get, because you were dishonest. And again, the Z is because I wanted people to think something. And again, look at the impression you're trying to give when you're dishonest. Let's process resentment now. Resentment is a huge factor when it comes to recovery, whether it's individual recovery from addiction or whether it's family recovery. We need to really dig out all resentment. And the way we do it is this. We own the resentment. We say, I am resentful at, and for X we put the name in, because he or she did or said Y. And again, we put our reasons why we resent them. And then we put down, it, and it affects my, and for Z, we put down how it affects us. It could be that it affects our self-esteem or our sense of integrity, or it just makes, it depresses us, or how it affects us when they do what they do. Next, we're looking at fear. And fear is a difficult word to face. We don't like the idea that we're afraid, maybe, but we put this down as part of this process. I am frightened of. Now, that could be a person, it could be an event, it could be what's coming up in the future, but you write it down honestly and you say, because of why. In other words, what is it that you think's going to happen in the future, or when this is said or when this is done, that makes you afraid, and what it affects. It could be a family effect, or it could be a personal effect. What is it going to change? Now, we've talked about ownership, and this is the first stage of owning these things. But it's also important to think of your life as a room and think about sweeping that room clean every night. So these are done daily, so that you don't take today's resentment into tomorrow. You don't take today's fear into tomorrow. What you'll find is that as you start to do this regularly, you start to clean up things. And it's like sweeping out a room every night so that you don't wake up to an untidy room. And every day you get to start again. Now, because of difficult ways of communicating that have been going on in the past, things won't necessarily change overnight, but as you keep practicing this and understanding yourself well, what you'll find is that you are in a much better state. Now, there's one other question here that's in the center of the page. It's, what is the mood or state you've spent most of the day in? And again, this can be a huge eye-opener to people who've been minimizing or denying, to realize that actually we are in a certain state all day that we really didn't recognise. So again, a useful thing to know, and we take that awareness and use it through the other processes. So I wish you all the best with that, and bye for now.